The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
You're listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. with Lindsay Ward and Sir Rockin.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with Ms. and Mrs. Season 2, Episode 9. And this promises to be a super exciting one, doesn't it?
It does.
So we're not going to waste any time. We are going to jump right into the episodes. We open at the show. Miz is talking to Zack Ryder, and they're talking about their weekends and what they did. And Zack's like, oh yeah, I sold some toys. And Miz is like, how much? How much you make? And Zack's like, I don't sell and tell when he sells his toys.
He doesn't sell and tell. Okay.
He'll brag about buying a $10,000.
Yeah, he won't tell you how much he makes because he probably doesn't make that a whole lot.
Yeah.
But he'll buy one for 10 grand.
Okay. Like you do.
And he goes, you know, yeah, I just meet some dude and yada, yada, yada. One thing leads to another. That's just weird. It's weird.
A truck in a parking lot, I believe is what he said. A truck in a parking lot. They happened to be in the same city. And so Ryder sold him and here we are. So
it's like the dude dealings out of the back of a car. Like it's a drug dealer or something. Jesus.
Right. And then they tell Ziggler and Ziggler's like, oh God, oh no. And then Miz is like, well, I have to find a push present for Maurice. And they're like, what is that? Is that a thing? For those of you that don't know what that is a thing. That is a real thing. So what that is, gentlemen and ladies, is you get your significant other. Now, Miz is doing it a little bit different. He's giving it before the baby's born. I've only ever heard of it being done after the baby's born, hence it being called a push present. But essentially what you do is you get your significant other that has baked this baby for 9 months and is going to push the baby out of their body. You get them a little something something as a quote unquote thank you for giving birth, for carrying this child and giving birth to this child, because it's very taxing. It can be very taxing on a person, as we've seen with Maurice. It hasn't been a hard pregnancy, but it hasn't been a fun one, especially in these last few months for her, because she's been having some minor issues with it that she didn't have with Monroe that we know of. So Miz is trying to figure out what to get her as a push present. And the guys are like, you could get her a Nintendo. You could get her his and hers jet skis. You could get her this. And it's like, I'm sitting here yelling at the TV. I'm like, jewelry, go get her jewelry. So people out there with a pregnant significant other, if you are looking to get anybody a push present, jewelry. Just get jewelry. It's just easier. That's all I'm saying. Although, if you got your significant other a push present and you got them something different, you can tweet us at Rock Radio Show, at Wild Talk Radio, and at Lynn's Horton. Tell us what you got them. But yeah, I've only ever seen it be jewelry.
I have nothing to add, so move on.
So, moving on, as they're shouting suggestions, Miz walks away. They start making fun of his hair, because it's an interesting fade, and he's like, you guys are a-holes, and so he walks off.
Also, they made fun of him being Missionary Mike, and he wasn't buying sex toys.
Yeah, they're like, you know, they're talking about toys, and Ziggler's like, oh, toys, you know, you're only supposed to keep those, and then they start making fun of Missionary Mike, and Miz is like, no, it's not me, it's Zack. So yeah, so there's that. We've already seen the sex toys already this season. So Miz comes home and Maurice is kind of exhausted, and she tells Mike that Monroe's moving really, really fast. She's super Monroe now. Like, you can put her down and she's just gone.
She's what they called an escape artist.
Where she got out the front door and to the street in 10 seconds. And Miz is like, there's no way. There's no way. So Maurice is like, yeah, okay, all right, you hold her. So Miz takes her, puts her down, tells her, hey, stay there for a second, goes in the fridge, comes out of the fridge. She's gone, and she's already made it to Maurice. And Miz is like, okay, we need a plan. We need a strategy. Where does his brain go?
Football.
We have man-on-man defense, and then we have zone defense. And then he has to explain the difference, which is man-on-man is each Maurice and Mike each take a kid once the second kid's born. And then zone is like Mike takes the kitchen and somewhere else, and Maurice takes the family room and somewhere else. And she's like, yeah, that's not going to work with two kids. So we all hop in the car. Everybody's there. The whole fam, minus the dogs. And the moms have suggestions for the names for the new baby. Barb and Marjo Celeste suggest Mariah. They're like, yeah, okay. all right, that could be good. There's another one called, another one is Marilyn. So when they scream for the kids, it's Marilyn Monroe.
I mean, that's clever.
That was really clever. I had to kind of like laugh at that. It's like, they're not going to do it, but they got a good chuckle out of it. And then Marjo, just to be different, throws out Snoop Dogg.
She thinks he's cool. She likes him.
You know, she's into Snoop Dogg, so there you go. And they're like, no, 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 we're not naming the baby Snoop Dogg. We're not doing that. So we get to where we're going, and we're going ice skating.
Because the theme of the show is about traditions and setting traditions. And one of them is ice skating, because that's what Maurice did back when she was a kid.
Canada.
Canada, E. All you do is ice skate, E.
They grew up in Quebec, I believe in Montreal, and she has very fond memories of her father building them an ice skating rink in the winter so her and her siblings could go out and play in the ice and the snow all day, which is really sweet. So she wants to establish this tradition with Monroe and the new baby. She feels like it's the perfect tradition for them. We see them skating around. Miz and Barb have a little bit of a hard time. Barb more so than Miz. And then there's Marjo, who's graceful, who's elegant, who's just gliding across the ice.
Yeah.
While Maurice stands there and holds the baby. And they're like, wow, look at Marjo go. And it's like, Canada.
Canada.
Canada,
her ice skating's Canada, building an ice skating rink, Canada. That's all, that's just, yeah, Canada.
And it's a very good tradition, but Miz is like, I don't think it's necessarily for us, because they live in LA and they'd have to find an ice rink and it would just be a little weird. But we'll get to what the Mizanin tradition is here in a minute, because it's an interesting tradition. So after the ice skating, we head back to the house. You can tell things are progressing with Marie. She's getting closer to having the baby because she's starting to get a little irritable, a little antsy about things. And one of the things that she like really kind of gets on Miz about is the fact that she wants a fence around the pool for safety with Monroe, which makes complete sense. He's totally on board with it. He calls the company. He's on the phone with the fencing company to come put a little mesh pool fence around the pool so she doesn't accidentally run into the pool and get hurt or drown or anything like that.
Like she was trying to do while he was on the phone.
Yeah, well, like she was trying to do while he's on the phone. And so he hangs up with the guy, makes the appointment, and Maurice is like, you know, he's like, it's all set, it's all done, they're going to come out. And Maurice is like, great, when are they coming? Next week.
Like, nope. That doesn't work. We need him now. We need him now. We need this done. We need this done. It has to happen. And we can't let... She's all out here all the time. I mean, I can't keep up with her. She's fast. She's you know, we need the fence.
And he's like, that's the best I got.
I can't go out and build one.
And he's like, I don't have the mesh for it. I can't build it. So this is the best we have. So we're just going to have to keep an extra careful eye on her or not let her out by the pool until the fence goes in. Like, that's the best. Legit, that's the best he has, because that's probably the soonest that he can get anybody out, because it's summer in L.A.
People are, you know, busy.
They're busy. They're fencing pools. You know, it takes time to do such things. So to take her mind off of it, Miz decides to show Maurice his family traditions with his mom, which is shopping. And Maurice is like, this is your family tradition? I do this recreationally. And he's like, no, it's not shopping. It's shopping for sales, which is completely different. Because Barb's like, well, it's not a TJ Maxx. It's not a TJ Maxx. And then she's like, ooh, the store's having a 75% off sale. And she goes right back to the clearance racks. And Miz basically explains that his mom will shop till she drops. And as she says, she never drops, and she looks for sales, and this is his whole life right here. But it's on sale, Michael. Michael, it's on sale. And as if right on cue, she walks up as they're talking with these two little outfits, and she's like, well, if Maurice ever wants to go golfing with you, this is the perfect little outfit for her, and it's on sale. And Maurice is like, WTF.
Get me out of here. I need to go. I'm done. No, I'm good. Let's go.
And so they're asking, you know, Maurice is like, well, how long do you need, Barb? Do you need a couple hours? Like, because, you know, basically they want to go. And she's like, no, I'm good. I just want to stay for a while. And Miz is like, do you want me to show you how I get out of this? What I used to do when I was a kid? And Maurice is like, sure. Not realizing what's about to happen. So Miz picks up a scarf, casually puts it in his mom's purse, tells his mom, hey, we're going to go wait outside, okay? And she's like, okay, all right, I'm going to be here. I have stuff to try on and everything. And then he walks up to a girl working at the store and says, so that lady over there has some of your merchandise in her purse. And they leave. And Maurice is like, oh my God.
I don't know how that got in there. It happens to me all the time.
This happens to me every time. I'm like, oh, Oh, that's so mean! And I wish I'd thought of it. Like, that's some clever crap right there.
That is clever, yeah.
It's not nice, it's not good to do to your mother, but that's pretty clever.
Very clever, yeah.
So Miz decides that he wants to take Monroe golfing. He feels like daddy-daughter golf time would be the perfect tradition. He did it with his dad. They had a great time, so he figures he can take Monroe and they'll have a similar time. And granted, she looks adorable with a little golf club in her hand. Maurice is taking all kinds of pictures because she's like, oh my god, this is perfect. She's so cute. Look at her. Because she's in this little blue dress and she's got her golf club and Miz is like helping her swing and everything like that. And then when Monroe's done with it, he starts working on his golf game and he starts shooting balls, right? And so he's practicing his shot and then Maurice is talking during his backswing, which is causing him to mess up.
He's like, stop talking during my backswing, stop talking during my backswing. And she just continues to talk during his backswing.
Yeah. And so Maurice thinks it's just Miz wanting to play golf, which is partially true. He does. And he's like, well, you can drive the golf cart. Which
That didn't sit well.
Yeah, that did not go over well. And so then we go back to the house. And Maurice has to go out. She's got a couple errands and appointments she needs to go take care of. And she finds out that Miz has invited the nice lady from up the street over to the house. Because she needs a babysitter in the worst way. And Miz wants to practice being a father of two. And what's the best way to practice being a father of two? You acquire, and when I say acquire, I mean borrow, a friend's child for babysitting while you watch your own child. I mean, it's not a bad idea.
Not bad.
I mean, it's really not. And he says practice makes perfect and he wants to practice having two kids. And everything starts out fine. Maurice and Jack, who's the little boy, start, you know, playing with all the toys. And then things start to get a little out of hand. And gradually Miz loses control of the situation where he's trying to keep an eye on two toddlers. Jack starts drawing all over the walls. Monroe drops food everywhere. A mysterious brown substance.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't know where it came from. I don't want to know what it was. I'm going to call it pudding. I'm going to say it's chocolate pudding.
I thought it was pudding.
It has pudding-like consistency. We'll say that.
It was very liquidy, so it looked like pudding.
Yeah. Ends up all over a mirror in the house, and he calls it a painting.
Yeah.
And so Miz is like, okay, I'm done. I'm tired. I'm done. I need Maurice. So he goes and he finds his wife and he needs her help because he needs to go to the bathroom and he just needs her to watch the kids for 5 minutes while he goes and he does his thing.
Mm-hmm. You gotta go to the bathroom. You gotta do what you gotta do.
So Maurice is like, fine, go. I'll be here. So she's momming the kids and she's watching the kids. And so she's like, do you guys want to go get some food? Are you hungry? So she's like, she takes Jack and she takes Monroe. And as she's stepping on the elevator in the store to go down to the first floor, Jack runs off and runs away. And Maurice chases after him and leaves Monroe, who's in the stroller, in the elevator. As she runs off, and she runs back when she's got Jack, and she realizes what's happened. Mind you, she's 7 to 8 months pregnant, chasing after another kid, and the elevator closes and Monroe's gone. So she tears off down the stairs with Jack in tow after Monroe, and Miz is at the elevator on the bottom floor, waiting for it, and when the doors open, there's Monroe.
It's like, what are you doing here?
Yeah, he's like, where's your mom? And so Maurice comes down, and she has to take a minute. Like, she has to have a minute, and Miz is like, yeah, see how that is? See how that feels? Yeah. Get that? Got that? It's like, what have we gotten ourselves into kind of thing. And I think she was ready to smack him at that point.
Yeah, she was.
So they all go home. They drop Jack off with his mom. Everything's good. Everything's fine. And now we're back on the tradition. Because they still don't have the zone coverage settled.
No.
And so Miz decides, I'm home every Thursday. We're going to do Pancake Thursdays where he and Monroe make pancakes together, which is cute, except they're healthy pancakes.
The minute he said healthy pancakes, I was like, I'm out.
The minute he said cottage cheese in pancakes, I was out. Yeah, I was like,
no.
Okay, let's see what the healthy pancakes are all about. Cottage cheese, no. Cottage cheese has no business belonging in pancakes.
Nope.
So he makes them. They make them together. They're having fun. And then they go eat them. And they're terrible. They're awful.
They're burnt.
Maurice is not happy. The dogs are eating them. Monroe won't even try them. And Miz is like trying to put them over, make them sound really good. And that's when he's like, and Maurice is like, no. And then she kind of gets up and she sees it because they're like, what are we going to do? We really want to have a family tradition. And then they're like, well, maybe we're one of those families that doesn't have a tradition, right?
Mm-hmm.
That we just do whatever. And that's when Maurice sees it. She walks into the family room and she's like, I can't believe I've been this like blind, basically. And she picks up the picture of her and Miz when she was pregnant with Monroe. And then the family portrait of when of this last go round with the angel wing debacle. And she brings them in and she says, this is our tradition. And he's like, what, taking pictures? And she's like, yes. Because it's extra as AF, and it's completely unnecessary, but it's what we're good at. It's what we can do.
And it's something we've always done. It's not like we've created this something new. It's we've always taken goofy, weird pictures, capturing all the moments. It's us.
It's what they do. It's who they are. And so Miz agrees, and Miz is like, yes, this is it. This is us. And then they take a selfie.
To capture the occasion of creating a new tradition.
There you go. And this is where he admits the pancakes are terrible.
Yeah.
So, to close out the episodes, the pool fence is up. Everybody's happy. Miz is complaining to Marjo and Barb about two kids and, you know, how hard it is and how stressful it is. And they just laugh. And so, Miz comes up with a new plan. They're going to do a prevent defense where everybody, all the adults and the dogs are all going to be on Monroe. And then when the new baby comes, all of them together, it's a prevent defense. This is going to work. This is going to be great. And, you know, he asks him if he knows what he's talking about. And Marjo's like, soccer?
Soccer? I mean... Oh, no, not soccer.
I mean, it is football of another variety, so...
It's not that football. It's a different type of football. That's football.
Football, so...
Football.
That closes out the episode.
It was a fun
episode. It was a fun episode.
It was very fun. Very enjoyable.
I liked it. So, what'd you guys think? Tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lens Ward. Tell us what you thought. You enjoyed it if you didn't enjoy it, and if you're excited for next week's episode, because I know I am.
But make sure you follow us on all the social media, Rack Radio Show on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get it, the Rack Radio Show, at Wild Talk Radio, Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Make sure you follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTNLive. If you have Amazon Prime, link in your Twitch account, just subscribe for free with Twitch Prime. It's easy, simple. Just do the thing. Use credit card, Rack, Sock, and Fortnite item shop, hashtag ad, because we're a hashtag epic partner, and check out the Rack live Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias and on Twitch at Lins Ward, LINSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lizzie Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews Ms. and Mrs. Edition, and we will be back next week. Till then, bye!